capacity. Like this kind of tiny shiva. So she says, Master. Master, don't the cultures that are my rabbi, my raya, the rabbi Yudha, yes, the shiva bonim, the shiva talking. Rafiyachi, the shiva, I'm not a But like, how is there a chavish shiva talking? That's the gist. We have in places, we'll see later. But now, I'm going to ask you. There's several issues here in these places. Rashi asked the kasha. Rashi asked, according to Yochanan Barabbah, that the shir is the shir about which, the sukkah about which Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham had him about Lamala Meshim is that the sukkah Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim. That a shir, a sukkah that's bigger than Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim is closer even to Lamala Meshim, the Kuli Alma. So it's not possible that Kelani Amalka, with some of her children, we don't know how many were Gila Chinuch, but some of her children who were Gila Chinuch, would all fit in the Sukkah or in the Kitonis that was Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. It's just not possible. The case would have to be, even if she was in the Kitonis would have to be more than Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim, in which case that's not really the Machlekes of Yudin Chacham. So Rashi said in the Chanami, this price of Ken Shtim with Rav Chanan bar Abba. For him, this price is no good. Taisa says, "No, it's not a problem. The sukkah was rectangular. Therefore, even though it was, it was less than 9 tefachim on one side, but it was longer on the other side. It was long, and therefore, there was room for Yelani Amalkit for her sons." First of all, just to get started, what does Tosfos mean? How big exactly was this rectangular sukkah? So what are we imagining up here? Was it Tosfos says it was less than 7 tefachim on one side, and how long was it on the other side, the other dimension? What does Tosfos mean? That it was the same area, 49 square tefachim, but it was a little bit less than 7 on one side and a little bit more than 7 on the other side, so that it still had an area of 49 tefachim. That's hard to imagine. At the end of the day, what did you gain? If several people can't fit in a square sukkah of 49 square tefachim, then making it rectangular with the same area is not going to help. So presumably, Tosfos means that it was, on one side it was less than 7 tefachim, the other side was quite long. It was 20 tefachim wide, whatever, it was quite long on the other side. But since in one dimension it was less than 7 tefachim, so it still is called the sukkah ktana, it's still called the sukkah ktana insofar as it can't go more than 20 amos, then it's still subject to machlokes of Yudin Chacham by sukkah ktana, how high the sukkah could be. Rashi didn't say this solution. Alright, it's a very simple solution. So why didn't Rashi say this is a solution? Presumably because Rashi holds that once you go past 7 tefachim in any direction, in any dimension, so on the x-axis it was only 7 tefachim, but on the y-axis it was 20 tefachim. So Rashi holds once you go past 7 tefachim in any axis, in any direction, so it's already called a sukkah that's more than 7 by 7. And once it's more than 7 by 7, so then it could be lamad. Then there's no. Then it's not subject to the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So we see here in machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, when the Gemara says, when Rav Chanan bar Abba said that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chacham is only by a sukkah that's sukkah tana, sukkah that's shiva tefachim or shiva tefachim. But if it's more than that, then I think lamad and Esrim Am is also kosher. Does that mean it's more than that in one dimension? Or it means it's more than that in both dimensions? Rashi holds that it's even in one dimension. Once it's more than 7 tefachim in any one dimension, we break out of the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. And Taisa says, no, to break out of the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, we're asking more than 7 by 7 in both directions. That's Dovah Echad. So it's hard to know exactly what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes over here. maybe say that they go that Rashi says l'shitosim. Why, according to Yochanan bar Abba, is the machlekes of Yunus Chacham only by Yisuch of Tana of seven tochim by seven tochim? Why, if it's more than seven tochim by seven tochim, could you go to Malan the answer? What did Taisa say? According to Yochanan bar Abba, that Leishon of the machlekes of Yunus Chacham is only by Shiva al Shiva. What's the svar? The Gemara said it's not like Rav, it's not like Avzeir. So the Gemara is the Leikim Ash. Chan Rav is the Leikim Ash. Doesn't really fit into any of the other schemes. If we're telling Sel or Vidal Ramas by Dal Ramas, telling Shalta Beina, then it could be even very big as the Shalta Beina. So according to Rav Chanan bar Abba, so what's the logic of this notion that if it's 7x7, you can only go up to Esrei Ma'amar. If it's more than 7x7, it's a Sukkah Gedolah, then you can go up more than Esrei Ma'amar. What did Taisa say? What? Lusul Tanagan? Taisa said, the size is a Lusul Tanagan. And the problem is, if it's 7 Tvachim, if it's only 7 Tvachim wide, and it's 20 Amos tall, then it looks like a Lusul Tanagan. But if it's more than 7 Tvachim, so even though it's 20 Amos tall, more than 20 Amos tall, it no longer looks like a Lusul Tanagan. So now Taisa says that even if it's only 7 Tvachim in one dimension, even if the other dimension is more than 7 Tvachim, but in one dimension it's still only 7 Tvachim, so it still can't be Lamala Me'esrim according to the Tanakhama. Some of the Pshat is Poshet. Because even if it's only one dimension, even if it's 7 Tvachim, even if it's small only in one dimension, but a sukkah that's only 7 Tvachim in one dimension and it's 20 Amos tall, even if it's very wide, so it still looks like a little Sultana Gaon, looks like a wide little Sultana Gaon. But the fact that in one dimension it's only 7 Tvachim, and it's the Malam Esrim, that itself makes it into a little show time ago. Like Zil Basa time. According to Rashi, on the other hand, what's the reason, what's the reason for Chana Barabba Shita? Why is the Machlek Sevid Chum only by Sukkot Tani? Why by Sukkot Tani it has been of 20 Amos tall, and by more than 7 Tvachim you break out of the Machlek Sevid Chum? What did Rashi say? Blaze Parish time? We don't know. So according to Rashi, we can't say Zil Basa time. Let's look at the underlying reason. The underlying reason is not known to us, not known to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rashi says, Pshat the Gemara, that the Gemara itself doesn't know the reason for a Chana Barab. So if we don't know the reason, we can't be guided by the reason, that Mistam, we have to stick to the text. And what Chana Barab has said is that the Machlek is by a Sukkah Tana. Sukkah Tana means 7x7. If it's more than 7x7, it's not a Sukkah Tana. It's not a minimum size Sukkah. It's more than a minimum size Sukkah. So what gives you the right to say, yeah, but it's minimum in one dimension, so it's still subject to the Mechalik Sev Yudhu Chacham. No, L'maisa, Rav Chanan bar Abba said, L'shon U'elo, what's the Lashon Rav Chanan bar Abba? Mechalik is b'she'en ha-machzek is ela k'dei reishu b'v'shulchan. So, ena machzek is ela reishu b'v'shulchan, it's 7x7. If it's 7x10, or 6x20, whatever. But if it's long in one dimension, it's more than machzek is k'dei reishu b'v'shulchan. It's bigger than reishu b'v'shulchan. 7x12. It's more than reishu b'v'shulchan. So we don't have so loyishanu. We have to take it as written. Rav Chanan bar Abba said loyishanu elok sheinu machzek is reishu b'v'shulchan. That's 7x7. 7x8. Then it's more than machzek is reishu b'v'shulchan. So loyishanu. Then it does not go into machzek is reishu b'v'shulchan. Taisa says, I don't care, I don't take it so literally. Zil Basa Taima. What's the reason why Leishon Ola Machzek Eina Machzek is a Reishu Rav Shulchani? Because it looks like a Lushul Tanagayim. So even if in one dimension it looks like a Lushul Tanagayim, and that still looks like a Lushul Tanagayim. So if a Taisus maybe has a more wiggle room over here than does Rashi. So that's wonderful. There's another issue that the Paiskim are busy with in this Taisus. So let's again, the way we have the use in Taisus is that the case of Hilenia Malki with the Ketanis is that the Sukkah was less than 7. Lo Yehoyster Chava Shiva Tvachim. In one dimension it was less than 7, it was 6. And the other dimension was long. And that was the case of Hilenia Malki. Whatever, if it was 30, make up a number. That's the case. According to Taisus, that's the case. And since in one dimension it was still only 7 Tvachim, it still looks like a little Sultana Golem, still goes with Machlek, Shavidur, Chacham, and Kamer, like I just said. So this Sukkah apparently is Kosher. I mean, never mind the height. Just as far as the area of the sukkah itself. I mean, you don't come arguing about the height, but as far as the area of the sukkah, it's a big enough sukkah to be called a sukkah share. That's a chiddush, because the sukkah is less than 7 tefachim on one side. Who says that's a sukkah share at all? The minimum size sukkah, the Mishnah says, it has to be machzek as rishu ruvi v'shulchan. This sukkah in this dimension is less than 7 tefachim. So it has to be 7 by 7. The sukkah is not 7 by 7; 6 by more than 7. And yet Taisa says that it's kosher. So the Bach is medayik from this Taisus. That Taisus holds that a sukkah does not actually have to be 7 by 7 in order to be kosher. I'm leaving alone, never mind the more than 20 issue. It's fancy. A sukkah does not have to be 7 by 7 literally. As long as it has a minimum area, 49 square tefachim, that's good enough. Now that itself, in other contexts, for example, this is a parish machlekes rishonim, not in regard to sukkah, but it's a machlekes rishonim in regard to it's a machlekes rishonim in regard to the halach, the shiur of dalat amos by mezuzah, for example. You know, we might later on all kinds of halachas where a bias has to be dalat amos by dalat amos. Mezuzah, the bias has to be dalat amos by dalat amos. For chimakah, it has to be dalat amos by dalat amos. And for erev chatzer, it has to be meniach by erev. It has to be dalat al dalat. The sheer bias of dalat al dalat. Dalat amos by dalat amos. So it's a machlekes yishayim, the Rambam and the Rosh. Does that mean 4 amos by 4 amos literally? What does it mean? 16 square amos. What if you have a house that's 3 amos by 10 amos? So it's less than 4 amos on one side, one in one dimension. But the total area is more than 16 square amos. So the Rosh says that it's no good. You have to have at least 4 amos in the width and at least 4 amos of length. And the Rambam says that it's kosher. That it's enough that it has 16 square amos. The Rishonim call it, that it's dalet al dalet b'tishbaris. Tishbaris is a medieval word. It means that you know, if you cut it off and rearrange it, you have the same area. So the Bach says, so the Shalik, does that apply to Sukkah as well? At least according to the Rambam, that it's enough to have Dalet al Dalet, it's enough to have Dalet, to have a square, it's enough to have an area of Dalet al Dalet, it's enough to have 16 square amos by Mezuzah. Is the same thing true by a Sukkah? That it's enough to have 49 square tefachim, at least according to the Rambam. According to the Rosh, that it doesn't work by Mezuzah. I mean, maybe it's not totally, maybe it's 2 separate shalas, but to what extent are the 2 shalas? Totally separate shalas. So the Bach wants him to die from this Tosis, that at least according to one sheet in Rishonim, maybe Tosis holds like the Rambam. I don't know, maybe he's telling the same Achlokes. But at least Tosis holds that it's enough to have 49 square tefachim. It doesn't matter if it's less than 7 tefachim in one side, as long as it's in the total area it's 49 square tefachim, we have a kosher sukkah, because that's the case over here by Elena Amalka, where it was 6 by 30, and Tosis says that it was okay. So how is it okay? It's not 7 by 7. The answer is, yeah, but the square tefachim, the area, the total area, was the same total area, was at least the area of 7 by 7. Ad kan divrei Bach. The Taz and the Magen Avraham are chaylim. They say, you know, you need to have literally 7 by 7. You have to literally, even according to the Rambam, that by mezuzah it's enough to have 16 square amos to be a bias. But when it comes to sukkah, you have to have literally 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. 6 by 30 is not going to be good. What about Tosis? And they say it's the kuliyam. What about Tosis? Tosis says that one side was less than 7. He says the Taz in the Magen Avraham, Kochuk is not a right gears in Tosis. Because they say, even if the Bach is right in Halach, let's say the Bach is right, that 6 by 30 would also be kosher. Who told Tosis what? But nonetheless, it's still very mugged in Tosis. What forced Tosis to say that this side of the Sukkah was less than 7? How is that important to Tosis' terrace? Tosis' terrace is, that even though it's 7 by 7, you can't fit Hilei Hamalka with all of her sons, but this sukkah wasn't square, it was rectangular, and in one dimension it was much more than 7 tefachim. But there's no particular reason for Tosis to also say that in this dimension it was less than 7. The same terrors were just as good, even if it's true that 6 by 30 would be a kosher sukkah. But Le'inyin, the issue that Tosis is talking about, it's gratuitous. There's no reason for Tosis to throw that in. Tosis' main point is Tosis thought, the Rashi asked, the 7 by 7 is a sukkah, 7 by 7, how are you going to fit a lady and Malka with their sons? The answer is, well, on one side it was a sukkah katana, so it still looked like a lusal kind of island. But on the other side, it was very long, so there was enough room for Hilei Ne'amal. So the Inyad Zeh, the same parents would work if it was 7 tefachim on this side, so it still looked like a lusal tarnag island, and the other side was very long. What does Tosafot have to throw in? That this side was actually less than 7 tefachim. It was a 6 tefachim. 5 tefachim. You know, you can go shorter over here because you went longer. Why is it important to Tosafot? Even if the Chiddush is true, but it's not Negev for Tosafot, what did Tosafot throw it in for? Tosafot throws in every... Tosafot Dafka wanted to make the case more complicated than it had to be. Even if he lebas hanochas, it's just gratuitous for Tosafot to have set up the case that way. Therefore, says the Taz in the world of Rome, it's a tois sofer in Tosafot, and the right gifts in Tosafot says avaloi hois derechava elosh betvachas. This side was only 7 tefachim, not 6 tefachim. It was 7 tefachim. Whatever it was. It was 7 tefachim on that side. And in fact, they were mechabim that in Tosh HaRosh, in Tosh HaBein HaPeretz, that's the Taka L'Gis. V'hoi Shurchova Eloshu tefachim. And in that case, not only is it not a raya to the Bach, but it's a raya for Kert. Because now it gets the other way around. Well, fine. So what did Tosafot have to say that it was 7 tefachim? And it could be Chol Maisa, since it was very long over here, it had a very long, had a fairly large square area, so what, maybe this could be less than 7 tefachim. What does Tosafot have to mention the size of that? You can see what it boils down to is, the main point of Tosafot is that on one side it was a sukkah katana, the other side was very long. But it's not really necessary for Tosafot, it shouldn't be necessary for Tosafot to say either way. Why should Tosafot say it was less than 7 tefachim? I'm call this the Y side, right? This is the X side, and this is the Y side. So it was enough for Tosafot to say, on this side it was a sukkah katana. But on this side it was long. But why did Tosafot have to throw in that on this side, let's say in the Baskir side, on this side it was less than 7? Dafka, less than 7? 7 tefachim is the same thing? But we can ask the other way around also, if you're going to be magir, that it says it was 7 tefachim, was lehoi shirchava ela shiva tefachim, why is it was shiva tefachim? The emes is that it could be less than shiva tefachim. Because as long as you're square, enough square area. Avkochuch says the Taz in the Bach, Taishas stressed that this side was 7 tefachim, because if this side was less than 7 tefachim, the sukkah would be puzzle, because it wouldn't be a big enough sukkah. A sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. It's not enough to have an area of 49 square tefachim. It has to be Shiva tefachim al Shiva tefachim. And therefore, Tosafot has to say that on this side, it was Taka Elohai Shurachava Ela Shiva tefachim. It was exactly Shiva tefachim. It can't be less than Shiva tefachim, because then it's a possible sukkah altogether. It doesn't have the square area. You don't have the floor space. It can't be more than Shiva tefachim, because then it's not a sukkah katan anymore. Then it would be kosher even Lamala Me'esrim. It wouldn't be subject. It would break out of the Machlokes Rabbeinu and the Chacham. So Tosafot had to say that the case was that it was exactly 7 tefachim, no more and no less. So therefore, forget, it's a raya that at least in Tosafot holds that it's not good enough to have a square area of 49 square tefachim. You have to have literally 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. That's the Taz in the Bach. And Ka'omer, we do it that way, it really says that way. There might be in Tosafot, but it says that way in Tosafot HaRosh and Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz. And the emes is Achayna Me'er. That we don't need all this debt with this debt. That there's a preparation around it. Like the Taz and the Bach. Because the Rambam says, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, where he talks about the Shira 7 Tefachim by 7 Tefachim, so the Rambam says, what's the halacha if you have a round sukkah? How large does a sukkah have to be? So the Rambam says it's large enough that you should be able to circumscribe in it a sukkah of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. That's called Kedei L'Rabbeah. We have no more of Zayin on this. Kedei L'Rabbeah. I think Zayin is even at pictures. I'll draw you a picture. This is the round sukkah. So the Rambam says you need, they should be able to circumscribe inside the sukkah 7 by 7. What does he need it for? That sukkah has an area. What's the area of that sukkah? You pop the calculators and figure it out. Anyway, it's a lot more than 49 square tefachim. This is the square itself is 49 square tefachim. Plus, you have all this extra floor space. Why is the Rambam saying that a round sukkah is only kosher if you could circumscribe it into a sukkah of 7 by 7? He should say a round sukkah is kosher if it has an area of 79 square amps. Right? You know, we have the formula for the area of a circle. Pi r squared. Whatever. Anyway, it's a famous Perisharam, that 49 square tefachim is not enough. You have to have literally 7 by, a living space of 7 by 7. So now it is, we need to understand, the Ram, after all, is the Baal HaShita, that by mezuzah, it's enough to have 16 square amas. The shear of a bias from mezuzah is 4 amas by 4 amas. So the Rambam says, no, it doesn't have to be literally 4 amas by 4 amas. It means it has to have the area of 4 by 4. It has to have 16 square amas, but it could be 3 by 10 or whatever. It's also chayim, it's also bias. So how come when it comes to the shear of mezuzah, not enough to have 49 square tefachim? You have to have literally 7 by 7. You have to be able to circumscribe inside of it a square of 7 by 7. So what's the chayim, the pasha, to answer? Now we have the mechala. The shear of dalet amos by dalet amos that you have by mezuzah, that's the Rambam holds that's a shear of area. The shear of zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim, the Rambam holds that's a shear of, I don't know what to call it. It's not a shear of area. A shear of, you have to have, literally, you have to have a square of zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim inside the sukkah. Why? What's the difference? So it's the attractive answer is, because the emes is the shear of zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim is never the in the Mishnah the source for the shear of zayin 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 is a Mishnah. That the shear sukkah is k'shtei machzek is mechodes b'sham b'silu. B'silu say roishir rubay and b'sham say roishir rubay v'shulchanu. The Gemara says to give a sukkah tana also. B'sham is still talking about a sukkah tana. They're also talking about a sukkah gadol. They're also talking about a sukkah tana. So in the Lashon HaMishnah, the shear is given as not Zayin Tochem by Zayin Tochem, but Shtei Machzekes, Rosh Yerubay V'Shulchan. The person himself takes up 6 Tochem by 6 Tochem, the Shulchan takes up to another Tefach, and some of that works out to 7 Tochem by 7 Tochem. It's a little bit hard to understand why that's so. But that's how it is. Intuitively, it's hard to understand. The person is 6 by 6. When the person is lying down, his feet are outside, so his Rosh Yerubay takes up 6 by 6. And then the Shulchan is another Tefach. So why is that 7 by 7? It should be 7. It should be this strange shape. But that's not how it is. I don't know. He has to be able to put the Shulchan anywhere, maybe. I don't know. Later. I'm sure there's discussion about it. But we're not going to worry about that right now. Bottom line is, the Shir is Tesha Machzekas Rosh Yerubay Shulchanik. To be Machzekas Rosh Yerubay Shulchanik, you need a square of 7 by 7. If you have, what is that? I have 49 square tefachim, but if it's 1 by 49, so the guy's not the. So if I can stretch himself out, it's a different test, but you know. He's 7 by 7 tefachim, so what's it going to help? The area over here is not going to help. So Kachmim Shutta, that's how we get the distinction. And the emes is also, it's actually very attractive, because it would explain why it's not kind of funny. How come the Mishnah gave the shear in terms of Rosh Yerubay V'Shulchanik? Why didn't the Mishnah give the shear in terms of Tefachim? Same in the Mishnah and that base. Says the shear gave in terms of Amos. And the shear of the lowest Shulchanik in terms of, Asar Tefachim. So the Mishnah knows about Amos and Tefachim, so why didn't the Mishnah say the shear Shulchanik is 7 by 7? Here we have a very attractive answer. Because if it would have said 7 by 7, I might have thought, especially according to the Rambam, that that's what Dalet means by Mezuzah, but it means area. So when it says 7 by 7, I would have thought that means area. But it's not true. Area is not enough. You have to have literally 7 by 7. So therefore the Mishnah says it that it has to be Lashon HaZeh, that it has to be Machzekes, Rav Shirubu B'Shulchanek. That would be very, very nice. Problem is, it's not Masvik. Because if that was the Havana, then Mechoi will come out that according to Rebbe, that the Shir Sukkah is valid on Dalit. When the Rebbe holds Rabbi Kodan, that's not on the base. Rebbe Shita is Sukkah, there's probably enough that the Sukkah has to be Dalit Amos by Dalit Amos. The very Hinkum of Gimel base, what's the mention? According to Rebbe, the Shir Sukkah is Dalit Amos by Dalit Amos. That already, that's not a Shir Oshir Bush Shukhana. That's Shir Dalit Amos by Dalit Amos. Chorot's very similar, that's similar to the Shir of Mezuzah. Where on the base actually compares the Perish to the Shir of Mezuzah. So it ought to follow that according to Rebbe, it's not a Shir of area. That's not true. And where the Zainim Beis says the Ferish, the bottom of Zainim Beis, that's the Gemara about the Pythagorean theorem of it. But that's the Gemara says the Ferish, Omer of Yechon, Sukkah Suya Kikishin, that means around Sukkah, and Yesh Behe Kefa Kadei Liyashu Bechav Dalet Nei Odom, Kshay Rebim Lav Psula, Keman Kerebi Dormer Kol Sukkah Nei Medala Dalet, Psula, and Gemara goes to the whole Chajman of the geometry. But the Kitzvah, Mosh is the Ferish, not Zion, that according to Rebbe, that the Sukkah has to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos, so you have, and you have a round Sukkah, you have to be able to circumscribe a Sukkah of 4 Amos by 4 Amos inside the Sukkah. I think there we have this, there you have pictures. Yeah, there are these pictures in the way. But this is the picture. So what the Rambam says in Zion Tochim of Zion Tochim, that around Sukkah you have to be able to circumscribe inside of it a square of Zion by Zion, the Gemara says it in a Rebbe that holds the Shia Dalet al-Dalet. So that already still needs a Hezbo. So according to the Rambam, that Dalet al-Dalet by Mezuzah, by Makkah, by other places, by Mezuzah, the Perish Rambam, that the Shia Dalet al-Dalet by a Shia bias elsewhere, is a sheer of area. It doesn't really have to be 4 by 4, it could be 3 by 10, and it's also chayav in mezuzah. So how come when it comes to sukkah, is the sheer of dalet al dalet, Rebbe sheer of dalet al dalet, dalet amos al dalet amos, sukkah is exactly the same thing, and all of a sudden it becomes a sheer of, no, it's not enough to have an area of 4 by 4, you have to have literally be able to circumscribe dalet al dalet inside your sukkah. So what's the chiluk? That's hakamagna. That's problematic. That really does need a hesbos. Especially because the Gemara Daf Gimel Mabeis at the top of the Omud, the Feirish seems to equate the shear of Dalet al-Dalet by Mezuzah, etc., all those other, with the Rebbe's, with the shear of the Gemara says that the Gemara quotes this price that Mezuzah, Amako, all these things, the Erev, you have to have a Dalet al-Dalet. So the Gemara says, oh, that's like Rebbe by Sukkah, they need Dalet al-Dalet. It's not true. Because sukkahs, even if elsewhere you have to have dalet al dalet, dalet al dalet, but by sukkah, since it's only the Yisrael, it's not the Zion al Zion. And Rebbe also had to be a Skabi. So you see that Gemara. The first reaction was, oh, you have the sheer dalet al dalet by mezuzah, that's like Rebbe by sukkah. And then the Gemara said, no, it's not true. It could be that the other chachom, even if you hold Zion al Zion by sukkah, that's because the Yisrael made it. But by elsewhere where you need more kfiyas, you have to have dalet al dalet. So the point of the Gemara itself makes the comparison of dalet al dalet by mezuzah, the dalet al dalet by sukkah. And yet the fiyah ram are not the same, because by mezuzah it's enough to have area, and by sukkah the Gemara mefureshes the area is not enough. You have to be able to circumscribe dalet al dalet. So the chayu we have to be mechalik. Look itself, I'm not sure I understand it totally. We have to be mechalik or there zeh. That the shear of Dalet Amos to Dalet Amos by bias, Maka, Eru, Mezuzah, that's a shear in the size of the house. Chazal said a house has to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos big, large, to be Chayiv and Mezuzah. And if you have an area of Dalet Amos, if you have an area of Dalet Amos, let's call it the house of Dalet Amos. The shank in the shear of Dalet Amos to Dalet Amos by Sukkah. Even though it's the same shear coin to Rebbe, it's Dalet al-Dalet. But by sukkah, it's not a shear in the size of the sukkah. It's a shear in the mokum dira that you have in the sukkah. Your mokum dira, the sukkah has to give you a mokum dira of Dalet al-Dalet. Since Rebbe holds dira's kabi, and dira's kabi is Dalet al-Dalet, you have to be able to set up a mokum dira in the sukkah of Dalet al-Dalet. And the dir the area is not enough. The mokum dir dalet al dalet is literally dalet al dalet. Yeah, a lot of you could ask, at the end of the day, you can blame a zuzuk has to do with you know, the house has to be that big because it has to allow you to live there. So at the end of the day, why should it be cholim? So any of that. It's not all the way down. I don't understand it all the way down. But nonetheless, and we're going to see later on, going forward into the next sugya, that this svara is going to occupy some space. That the sheer sukkah, sheer zayin tefachim for sure, but maybe the sheer dalet al dalet also according to Rebbe, is a sheer not in the sukkah itself, it's a sheer in the lokum dir of the sukkah. Now just to get started, I'll tell you one place where maybe you see it. Is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, what if you have a sukkah? Sukkah that's Zion Zion, we pass Zion Zion. But it's a Karen Zobis that sticks out that is less than Zion Zion. Can you eat there? That costs you for a sukkah. So the Magen Avraham wants to say no. No good. Magen Avraham says no good. Because you need a malkum dir of zayin al zayin. So the chayim ask on this Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish and Kuf Dalet Vav and others. From cases where this doesn't seem to be true. For example, what if you have the following case? You have a sukkah. And here you have Zayin Tvachim. This area. It's already Zayin Tvachim or Zayin Tvachim. But the sukkah is bigger than Zayin Tvachim, longer. Then over here, in the middle, you have a airspace. Empty schach, no schach. Avir. Beyond the Zion of life. Such a way that, next to that airspace, much over here, you don't have Zion of Zion. Over here, and over here, and maybe over here, all these spaces, they don't have Zion al Zion. So there's Taisus says that it's okay. You could sit there. Even though the Chayra, this space over here, it doesn't have three walls because it's separated from this wall by the Avir. And this area by itself, what even with that, this area doesn't have Zion. Taisus is busy with the walls. Taisus asks, these areas over here, that's not as a kasha. Taisus says, these areas over here, they don't have three walls. Because the avir, this is a large avir over here, it separates, let's say, this area from this wall, this area from that wall, this area from that wall. So none of these areas have three walls themselves. Taisus says, it's okay, midim salayetim in a sukkah. Salayetim in a sukkah means, v'kitzer, that if I have a sukkah that's large enough, that it has Zion al Zion, and then this schach that projects beyond the walls towards the entrance, one wall has to continue. We'll talk about it later in the sukkahs. But l'maisa, it's kosher. It's called, that's from salayetim in a sukkah. But once I have a sukkah with three walls, and it's Zion al Zion, and the sukkah is kosher, then l'tzara pesach, You can sit under the, if the schach extends beyond the Pesach, you can sit under that schach even though that schach doesn't have three walls. That schach is not mukuf, like it doesn't have a heck of three walls. You need one wall. Why you need one wall is a whole discussion, but you need one wall, but you don't have to have the heck of three walls. But then psala yitzim in a sukkah. So Chayim asked, fine, very nice, you took care of the problem, you don't have walls. But the Chayim, according to Magen Avraham, this area over here doesn't have living space of 7x7. He can't sit under the Adr, that's for sure. He's not allowed to be under the Adr. It's more than, that's like an Adr, more than three tochim, it's not low, but you can't sit under it, even if it doesn't pass in the sukkah, but it's ain't yishenim tachtim. Even less than three tochim, so it's ain't yishenim tachtim. But I don't prefer it. For sure, you can't sit under that schach. So under that Adr. So this guy over here, he has to squeeze into a space from here to here, it's less than seven tochim. Because this is seven tochim. So from here to here, it's obviously much less than seven tochim. So he's in a space that's less than 7x7. So how's it kosher? So obviously, the Magen Avraham is wrong. As long as they have a space of seven tochim by seven tochim, even though, the whole sukkah becomes kosher. Even the areas that the Karen Zobises and stuff that don't have 7x7 in their own right. And there's other questions along those lines. So the Bihalocha defends the Magen Avraham. And he says it's not the same. He says the Magen Avraham is talking about a case where the Keren Zobis is nicker that it's a separate Mokum Tir. It's nicker with Neasmeh, this is a separate space, like the annex. So then, since it doesn't have in its own right, Zion al Zion, so it's no good. But over here, these Mekoimus over here, they're not separate Mekoimus. They're not Nikir as separate Mekoimus. So therefore, Lamaik said, this Mokim as a whole has a space of 7 Tvokim by 7 Tvokim. So it's good enough. Atkan, the Mishnah. Here you see, Mamas, this notion. The Shir of Zayin Tvokim, Zayin Tvokim. It would be a look in the size of the sukkah, like all these sukkahs don't make any sense. This sukkah is 7x7, this sukkah is 7x7. You can't sit here with 7x7, so you can't sit here either, it's the same thing. You see, it's halakha in the mokum hadira. The sukkah has to contain a mokum dira of 7x7. The svaras we'll see more in the next week, but I want to already plant the svaras now, so we don't have to reinvent everything later. You see what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying is the shear of Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim is a shear in the Mokum Dira, my living space. The sukkah has to contain in it a living space of Zayin Tvachim by Zayin Tvachim. So this sukkah is not separate Mekhaimus of Dira. This is all one Mokum Dira. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not, at least defending the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham holds, that in this case, it's not, these are not four separate Mokum Dira. There's no natural boundary between them. This is all one big Mokum Dira. And it contains within it, 7x7, it contains within it an area that's Machzekas Reish Yeruba V'Shulchan. So once this area is Machzekas Reish Yeruba V'Shulchan, so its whole area is called the Mokum Dira of Zion al Zion, in which a person could live. But over here, this is one Mokum Dira, and this is a different Mokum Dira. The Keren Zobis is a separate Mokum Dira. You know, Hilchos Sukkah is one Sukkah. There's no Machitza between them. But it's nicker that it's a separate Mokum Dira. Just as far as, you know, in human living, this is a national, this is where you put your you know, this is your guest room or something. It's in the Mokum Dira, it's a separate Mokum Dira. Again, in Hilchos Mechitza, there's no barrier dividing this from the main. It's one Sukkah. But in the Dira Shabbai, this is a separate Mokum Dira. And that Mokum Dira is not Zayin al Zayin. And this, when you're in a Sukkah, you have to have the Hechshar Sukkah requires that you be in a Mokum Dira of Zayin al Zayin. And this guy in this Karen's office is not in a Mokum Dira of Zayin al Zayin. So if he's not in a Mokum Dira of Zayin al Zayin, he's not good. That's the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Come, a lot of Achayim don't agree with the Magen Avraham altogether. But after Kapodim, you see in this Magen Avraham, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, that the Shir of Zayin al Zayin is a shear in, not in the sukkah itself, because these chukkim don't make any sense in the sukkah itself. It's a shear in the mokum dira that the sukkah has to contain. The sukkah has to contain a mokum dira of Zayin al Zayin. So this sukkah, with the abri in the middle, is a mokum dira of Zayin al Zayin, and it's all one single mokum dira, and there's a place there for Rosh Yerubi B'Shulchanah. So, you know, maybe you can't put your Rosh Yerubi B'Shulchanah in this area, but you can put your Rosh Yerubi B'Shulchanah in this area. So it's all one mokum, so it's a mokum dira that contains Rosh Yerubi B'Shulchanah. But in the case of the Keren Zovis, this is not a mokum dira of Rosh Shuvah B'Shulchanah. This mokum dira is not machzek as Rosh Shuvah B'Shulchanah. So there you can't sit because you're not in a, the sukkah is only kosher for mokum that it's a mokum dira of Rosh Shuvah B'Shulchanah. This conduces to this thought that the shear of Zion on Zion is not a shear in the sukkah itself, but it's a shear in the mokum dira that the sukkah has to have. So maybe that's also the chiluk l'gabei's area. When we're talking about shear in the sukkah, so a sukkah that has that's 4x4 or 3x10, inside the size of the sukkah is the same size. The size is the area. But l'gabei the mokum dira that's in the sukkah, so then it's taka chaluk. The sukkah that's 4x4 contains in it a mokum dira of Rosh Shuvah B'Shulchanah. And a sukkah that's 3x10 does not have a mokum dira of Rosh Shuvah B'Shulchanah. And that can translate into Rebbe's Dalet Amos also. According to Rebbe, you have to have a mokum, because Rebbe was dira's kva, you need a mokum dira of Dalet Amos for Dalet Amos. Not that the sukkah has to be Dalet Amos for Dalet Amos. The sukkah has to contain a mokum dira of Dalet Amos for Dalet Amos. So if the sukkah is 16 square Amos, but doesn't have a mokum dira of Dalet al-Dalet, so in sukkah it's no good. That's why the Gemara in Daf Zayin says you have to have Kedei L'Rabbei, you have to be able to circumscribe within the circle a mokum dira of Dalet al-Dalet. By mezuzah, not that the sukkah has to, the bias has to contain a mokum dira of dalet al dalet. The bias has to be dalet al dalet, and 3x10 is also and as long as it has 16 square amas, that's the equivalent of a bias that's the size of dalet al dalet. I don't know if it's the same pasuk, but I call it it's a haschala, end of the beginning. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. This, we're not done with these issues, but they're going to play a big role in the next segment. I want to make a beginning of the. We only have, I guess we only have 2 days, right? Thursday is the Yom Iyun. And then that's it. Until we have to Sukkot, we only have today and tomorrow. Okay, we're under the gun. Let's do we, as much as we can. I don't want to come back in the middle of the Sukkot if I don't have to. So up to my right there. Omer Rav, next thing, Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Halacha tzicha shtei matzekas v'yishu rebu shulchanik. Omer Rav Abba, k'man k'vishami, Omer Ela k'man. He k'man to Omer, Omer Rav Abba, the Omer Lachmeni, Omer Vishami, v'li tozuz mido. So the kids there, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, passing like Vishamai, that the sukkah is v'yishu rebu shulchanik, zayin al zayin. Not like Vishil, that it's vav vav. Maskel Rav Nachman Yitzchak, mi maida Vishami, v'yishu rebu shulchanik, kana pligi, who says that it's machlekes Vishami, v'yishu rebu shulchanik, v'yishu rebu shulchanik, doesn't say machzekes. It says he was sitting, he was Rosh Ruvi B'Sukkah, maybe a big Sukkah. And Shulchan B'Techa Bayis, it's a gzeira of Shulchan B'Techa Bayis. But he has to have a Shulchan B'Sukkah with him. It's nothing to do with the size of the requisite size of a Sukkah Tana. Maybe that is no machlekes. But then we have the other deacon in the Mishnah. So we have conflicting deacon in the Mishnah. So if the more loyal Matati pligi, pligi besukkatana, u pligi besukkatana. So we mechzer of his tonim, show you, I should be besukkatana, besukkabai, sham, and loyotsu, is one yotsu. And she ain't a masekis, elek, they rush, we will rely, but sham, place them in the Masil Machshir. So it comes out of this figure that we have a double machlekes misham and misil. We have machlekes misham and misil, with both of which are wrapped up, so we mechzer in the same Mishnah. This mission of Mishnah Yerushu B'Sukkah B'Shulchan B'Techa Bayis is a machlekes by Sukkah Gedolah, machlekes by Sukkah Katana, machlekes by Sukkah Gedolah. You have a big Sukkah, but he's sitting with the Shulchan outside. He has a machlekes in the Gizeh Hashem Yimashach. Mishami say Gazrin Hashem Yimashach, and Mishnah say Loi Gazrinah. Then we have another machlekes by Sukkah Katana. That's the perishable word there, that machlekes about Gazrin Hashem Yimashach. Then we have a machlekes by Sukkah Katana. What's the Sishir of a Sukkah Katana? Mishnah say Dov Tochim, and Mishami say Zayin Tochim. There's not mufurish in the Gemara what their time of machlekes is, and in that machlekes we're going to pesach from Rosh Shmuel Bayitzchok that the halacha is like Bishamai. So there's a basic machlekes Rishonim in this sugya. Let's just state the basic machlekes first. So the basic machlekes we show them how to deal with this. So what's going on in the sugya? This machlekes veshayim esil by sukkah gedolah by sukkah tana, is it two unrelated machlekes? Or is it basically one machlekes with two different instantiations? The Rif says on the Dazayin of Beis that it's one machlekes v'chodah time l'tshuvayim. That just like veshayim esil argue by sukkah gedolah. The Gemara says the Feirish, the Machlekes is whether this Kazrin and Shemi Yimashich. So that's the same Machlekes by Yisukh Ketana. The problem by Yisukh Ketana is that since there's no room for Yishulchan, so Yishulchan is going to be outside. So Kazrin and Shemi Yimashich. So the same, it's just like the Gemara says by Yisukh Ketana, the Machlekes is about Kazrin and Shemi Yimashich. So who I did the Machlekes by Yisukh Ketana, which is said in the same Mishnah, not only the same Mishnah, but Mamish, superimposed on the same words with the Kazrin Nechzor, it's the same issue by Yisukh Ketana as the Kazrin and Shemi Yimashich. Since the shulchan can't be in the sukkah, there's no room. Sukkah's going to have to be outside. Hisham may say, "Gazinu shemi moshech," and may still say no. In which case, it comes out that the shiur zayin tvochem by zayin tvochem is a shiur derabbanon lechayin, not a shiur deraisin. Deraisin is botvo. The derabbanon as the gzeira becomes a zayin tvoch. Therefore, the Rif holds that since Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok says beferish by sukkah ktana that the halacha like Hisham. And since it's really one zera, chaduk zera, the chaduk the chab time of the tshuvayim, so then the halacha will be like Beishamay also by Yisuk Gedol. Even though Shmuel by Yisuk didn't talk about Yisuk Gedol, Shmuel by Yisuk said by Yisuk Ketani, he's Zayin Tvachem, Zayin Tvachem. Mashul by Yisuk only passing like Beishamay by Yisuk Ketani. By Yisuk Gedol, Shmuel by Yisuk didn't say what the halacha is. But since it's chab time of the tshuvayim, the two machlekes and atoli zera zera. So if the halacha is like Beishamay by Yisuk Ketani, then the halacha likewise should be like Beishamay by Sukkah Gedola. And that's how the Rif therefore passes, like Beishamay, both by Sukkah Ketana and by Sukkah Gedola. If by Sukkah Ketana you have the Zayin al-Zayin, by Sukkah Gedola, if the Shulchan is outside, lo yotzu, you're not yotzu. Not only is it also be that you're not yotzu, lo yotzu. That's maybe even pointed to stress, lo yotzu, yotzu means you're not yotzu, means if it was the first night, you have to eat a kazayis, and you ate it, the Shulchan was b'chut. So the person is forgot, you have to do it again. Because lo yotza, you didn't just violate an isra, but it's lo yotza. Yeah, Taisa talks about it. Kimkeni soisa likyavta mitzvah sukim yamecha. Beishamay said to Beisil, but they said to the Beishamayites said to Beisil, means you have to, you're not yotza. That's the Rif. Now lefizeh, this comes out an interesting thing, which the Ramban speaks out. Ramban is machzik in the Shittus HaRif. Comes out like this. And the Zayin Amud Beis, it comes out like this. Why are they Shami saying these Zayin Tvachim? Gzeir Shem Yimashach. Even though the Gemara didn't say that, but the Rif says that. Gzeir Shem Yimashach, if the same Gzeir you have by Sukkot Gedolah, that's the issue by Sukkot Ketana as well. But in the Zayin Amud Beis, Abai said, that time of the Bishamai, why the Bishamai requires Zayin Tvachim? What did Abai say in the Zayin Amud Beis? Dears Kva. Bishamai holds Dears Kva, you know. Nothing to do with Zer Hashem Yimashach. Says the Ramban and Echanami. This sugya is not like Abai. And the Ramban elaborates, and he says Abai apparently held, he didn't have Agamores, he didn't hold from Agamores the Diyuk in the Mishnah. And Abai thought the Mishnah and Dav Ches, Machlekes Beishamay Meisil, is only by Yisuk Ketana. Abai didn't read into the Mishnah that it's a double Machlekes. The Gemara has a Chesur Mechzer. Abai didn't have a Chesur Mechzer. So he read the Mishnah that, and it says, Psula means from Yisuk Ketana. So it doesn't say Yotzev Lo Yotzev, Lo Yotzev Lo Yotzev, would be by Yisuk Ketana, Yotzev Lo Yotzev, Lo Yotzev, Lo Yotzev, Psula. It's a Yisuk Ketana. So Abai held the Machlekes only by Yisuk Ketana. There's no Machlekes by Yisuk Ketana. So there's no Gzeira. He doesn't have the whole zera. So machlekes by Yisuk Ketana, what's the shir? So Abai thought, what's the pshat? Must be dears around dears kla. But Agamar of Shmuel by Yisuk Medayek that Pligi Betarti that the Mishnah is Chesurim Echzera, and they're not only arguing by Yisuk Ketana, they're arguing by Yisuk Gedola also. And the Rif assumes that if it's one Mishnah and not only one Mishnah, but it's the same words doing this double duty, so it's chat time of the Shuvai. Once we know that it's zera by Yisuk Gedola, that becomes the reason for the machlekes by Yisuk Ketana as well. And time of the Bishamay is no longer because of the Yerushkva, but because of Gzer Hashem Yimoshu. And now Loch is like Bishamay, but true like. Ad Kan, the Shita of the Rif. The Rif and the Ramban. The Baal HaMor holds that it's two unrelated machlokes. Pligi B'sukkah Katana, Pligi B'sukkah Gdolah, for totally different reasons. By Sukkah Gdolah, it's Gzer Hashem Yimoshu. Sukkah Katana, Baal HaMor says there's no Gzer Hashem Yimoshech. The Baal HaMor says, why is there Gzer Hashem Yimoshech? He doesn't have a table. The Gzer Hashem Yimoshech is by Sukkah Gdolah where your table is outside. But if you don't have a table, then there's no Gzer. So by Sukkah Katana, the case of a Sukkah Katana is not where your table is outside. If your table is outside, then the Chalam is Gzer. The case of a Sukkah Katana is you don't have a table. You're just sitting without a table. So you don't have Gzer Hashem Yimoshech. So it's a separate Machlekes. It's a Machlekes. What's the Shir Sukkah? And what's the reason for the Machlekes? If it's not Gzer Hashem Yimoshech, so Agavar explains the reason for the Machlekes by Sukkah Gdol, Hashem Yimoshech. Agavar doesn't say the reason for a Machlekes by Sukkah Katana. The Rif holds, you know, doesn't have to say Chatayim or Kruvayim. But the Baal HaMor holds that no, the Gzer is only by Sukkah Gdol, by Sukkah Katana, there's no Gzer. So it means that in Agamara, there's really no, doesn't explain what's the Machlekes by Sukkah Katana. It says what the Halach is, but it doesn't say what the reason is. So what do we have? We only have the Gemara Nav Zayin. That's all there is. So we have to say, like the Gemara Nav Zayin, like Abayin, the Machlekes of Abayin Rova is by Sukkah, the Machlekes of Abayin Rova is about Diris Arayin and Diris Kvar. And it's two separate unrelated Machlekes. By Sukkah Gdol is the Machlekes Zer Hashem Yimoshech. And by Sukkah Katana, the Machlekes is about Diris Arayin and Diris Kvar. So first of all, right away comes out of Nafkamid Halacha, says the Baal HaMor, that therefore, just because Rosh Shmuel Yitzchak said Halacha by Shammai, by Sukkah Katana, that has nothing to do with Sukkah Gdolah. These are unrelated to Machlekes. And by Sukkah Gdolah, Shmuel Yitzchak didn't say who the Halacha is like, and we revert to the normal rule, which is that the Halacha should be like whom? Like Beis Hillel. So therefore says the Baal HaMor, by Sukkah Gdolah, Halacha is like Beis Hillel. That's number one. So therefore he's further coming in. He says that we only pass on like Shammai by Sukkah Katana. We don't pass like Bishamay by Sukkah Gdol. Now the Baal HaMor has a problem. If in fact the reason we only have one, the reason why Bishamay requires the Machlekes by Sukkah Gdol has nothing to do with the Gzeira. It's just about the Yisrael and the Yisrael. And how can Bishamay say he needs Zayin Tochim? All we have is a Bayin of Zayin because the Bishamay holds the Yisrael being on. And who's the Machlekes like in this Machlekes of Bishamay Bishil by Sukkah Gdol? Like Bishamay, if Shmuel by Yitzchak said that you need Zayin Tochim, can Bishamay believe Tosfos Mino? How can Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak pass like Bishamai that you need Zayin Tvachim by Yisuk Katana if the reason why you need Zayin Tvachim is because of Diris Kfar? We don't hold Diris Kfar, but you know we hold Diris Arai Binon. We hold that Rav on that base, that Sukkah L'mal Mechof is possible because Diris Arai Binon. Well, the Rishonim agree that Halachas, Baruch Hu also agrees, everybody agrees that Halachas Diris Arai Binon, not Diris Kfar Binon. Sukkah L'mal Mechof, Rav says, is possible because Diris Arai Binon. Diris Kfar is possible. So Hechis Kaim Moshnei Advarim Alol. Rai says that the reason why he needs Zayin Tvachim is because of Sukkah is because Diras Kvabeinon Bishamay holds Diras Kvabeinon, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak passes like Bishamay. How does this do? We pass with Diras Arayinon. According to the Rif, it's not a problem. The Rif holds that the reason the Machlekes Bishamay is Hillel, according to our Sugya, is not about Diras Arayin Diras Kvab at all. It's about Gzer Hashem Yimoshech. So the Gzer Hashem Yimoshech we pass like Bishamay. Finished. But according to the Baal HaMor, that the Gzer Hashem Yimoshech is only by Sukkah Gdolah. By Sukkah Tana, we revert to what Abai said in Dav Zayin, it's a machlekes about Diras Kfar, and Diras Arayin, Diras Kfar. So how can Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak pass like Bishamay? So the Baal HaMor asked this question. Says the Baal HaMor, that when Bishamay say you need Zayin Tochem, because Diras Kfar b'ino, that just means that Bishamay holds you need a certain amount of Kfar. Vav Tvachim, we don't even have a shulchan, is total arai, and that's no good. You need a certain amount of kvira. But on the other hand, Bishamay hold that you also need a certain amount of arai. There can't be kavur lagamay either. So the Ma'al Mechof is also possible because that's two kavur. It has to be in between. It can't be two arai like Vav Tvachim, that's no good. It can't be L'Ma'al Mechof because that's also no good, that's two kva. It has to be, this sukkah is just right. Not to Arai, and not to Kavua, and that's the... Right. I don't remember if it was Apagur Sukkah, Mamu, whose Sukkah was exactly, but he needs the Sukkah, and Shammai said, you need the in-between Sukkah. Not to Arai, and not to Kva, that's the Sukkah that's Kosh. That's how the Baal HaMor is Pshat in Bishamah. That's a Mordechai Chiddush. But anyway, Akupanim, that's the sheet of the Pabla. At first glance, maybe it's reminiscent. One might think it's reminiscent. Balamor himself points this out. Taisus and Bavzayan with base over there. You don't really need Taisus. It's clear in the Gemara. Taisus says in Bavzayan with base that not all the Tanoim hold dearest Krabinon are identical with each other. They all have in common the whole dearest Krabinon to some degree, but they're not exactly the same. Taisus points out, because after all, says Taisus, they shamli say that because of dearest Krab, the sukkah has to be how big? Zayin Tvachim. And Rebbe says that because of dearest Krab, the sukkah has to be how big? Dalet Amos. So how can they be the same sheetah? So Taisus and Nechanam, not exactly the same sheetah, different degrees. That's what it says in Taisus. So the Balamor is the Ein Zeh. I think the Balamor himself makes the observation. You see, they're not all the Chadamach. The Rebbe is not the same as the Shammai. But the Balamor is much more radical than goes a lot further than what places what's mukhuk in the sugya. In the sugya, it's mukhuk that just because you hold dear as kvabinun, there could still be different degrees of kvab. So somebody can hold dear as kvabinun, therefore needs to design tzvachim. And somebody else might hold that sukkah is dear as kvabinun, therefore it has to be dalid amas. But the Balamor is saying much more than that. If I didn't have the Balamor, I would say, yeah, I could hold dearest Kvabinun, but be a moderate dearest Kvab person and say, well, Zion Tokim is enough. But I'm still on the side of dearest Kvab. If I hold dearest Kvabinun and Zion Tokim is enough, then Dalet Amos is even better. And Esri Mama is even better, because I fundamentally hold, you need dearest Kvab. I just say, for dearest Kvab, Zion Tokim makes the grade for dearest Kvab. But if you have even more dearest Kvab, so the more the merrier. The Balamor is saying a much bigger chiddush. That not only does Beishamai not hold like Rebbe, Beishamai says Zayin Tokim is enough, you don't have to have Dalet Amos. Beishamai doesn't really hold Diras Kvabinon totally at all. Beishamai holds Diras Kvabinon to a certain degree, but Diras Arayinon also. You need a little bit of Krius, but it can't be too much Krius, and the same way not enough Krius will pass, too much Krius will also pass. A little bit of Krius you have to have, you can't have too much Krius. That's how the Balamor says it. This is a very different thing, and we need to wrap our heads around like where this is coming from in the psukim, and like this whole, up to now we were used to ideas, it's binary. Either you hold your Sarai or you hold your Sklap. Now we have this little thing. You can have a Shita that you have a little bit of Kriyas. Very, very Mechudish to Kabbalah. Other Rishonim who go with this Mahalach, they say it a little bit different. The Ran, for example, who has this Mahalach, he says a much less radical Loshan. He says, Beshami don't really hold your Sklap. Beshami hold your Sarai. Beshami just hold it. Vov Tochim is not a Dira at all. That's a different thing. Even if Dira is Harayvainun, we need to have a Mokum Dira, it needs to be a Mokum Dira. Not a Mokum Dira, then it's nothing. So that means you hold Dira is Harayvainun. Basically, it means Beshami really holds Dira is Harayvainun. Abai said Dira is Harayvainun, he was talking loosely, it doesn't mean really Dira is Harayvainun. He means, you know, you need enough Kriyas that it should be a Dira. And if you don't have a Dira, then it's not even a Dira is Harayvainun. So Vav Tochim is not even a Dira is Harayvainun. You have to be a Dira, then you can be a Dira is Harayvainun. It's not what it sounds like in Balamur. Balamor sounds like he's saying, and we'll see later on, this may be 100% true in the Balamor. That's not what the Balamor is saying. Balamor is saying you need Kvius. Vov Tochim is a Dira, but it's not a Dira, it's Kva, it's a Dira Sarai. But it's a total Dira Sarai. And a total Dira Sarai is no good. You need a Dira that has an element of Kvius in it. But you can't have a Dira, but it also has to have an element of Arai. The Balam Nechot has no Arai at all, and that's also possible. That's the Balamor. Yeah, it needs to have on. Maybe because they have on like this. The Balamor. But it's important to bear in mind, I mean, again, later on in the Zayin very much. We're going to get to the Zayin fairly soon, I hope. There's a lot of things we're going to skim through. Maybe, I think, anyway. We'll certainly get there this year. That's for sure. No, I hope this semester, early this semester. But the Balamor holds that sheet is Beshami, and this is the sheet of Lalocha, it's not just Beshami, this is the sheet of Lalocha. Because we pass him like Beshami. Vot Tochim is no good. That's what Shmuel Yitzchak. We pass him like Beshami, he's Zayin Tochim. And the reason why he's Zayin Tochim, says the Balamor, is because you need a certain amount of fears. But on the other hand, we also pass like Rav, the Malam Yisrael is possible because it's a Dira. This is not somehow in the Sheet of Beshami. This, according to the Balamor, this is the Sheet that we accept La Locha. A little bit of Kriyas you need, too much Kriyas is no good. So maybe that, maybe we can say, at least as Haskalah's door, Havan in the Baal Nor, along the following lines. One of the Talmidim asked me that, on the one hand, you know, we have Rava. Rava says that Diris arrived in him. The Malam asked him his posuk because he needs Diris arrived. So it has to be Diris arrived. Posuk is Teshuv Shivas Yomim. That means, you know, Shemi Diris Krav, Shemi Diris arrived. Posuk has to be a Diris arrived. So one of the Talmidim asked me, he's never asked me from the word of the Mishnah Chof Chesam and Beis, but the Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Yomim Odom Oises of Kosei Kva U Beisei arrived. And the Gemara elaborates. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Shivas Yomim Odom Oises Sukkos Ekvah Ubeisei Arai. Ketzad. Hayu Lo Kelim Noyim Malam Usukko. He has nice Kelim. Takes him to the Sukkah. Matzoyis Noyis. He has nice beds. Malam Usukko. Echol V'shoysu Matayil Usukko. He spends all his time in the Sukkah. So he has to make his Sukkah Sukkah Kvah. So one second. We just had Sukkah Dir Sarai B'Yinon. Now we have a Mishnah and a Braisa that say the Kol Shivas Yomim, you have to make your Sukkah Kvah. Basically, Arai and your Sukkah Kvah. So I think the simple answer is that it's not sure. This is not going to help us with the Baal HaMor, but I think the simple answer is that it's not sure. We're talking about two different things. Rava is saying the sukkah itself, the physical sukkah, has to be a sukkah sarai. But it's more than that. We said the deer has to be a deer sarai. That's the rate we're talking about. Yesh b'char b'arai. The shita of deer sarai being there means not only the sukkah, the physical structure. That's why he was asking this question. Because I said in Shir that sukkah deer sarai being doesn't just mean that the physical structure has to be arai. In fact, maybe the physical structure doesn't have to be arai, because Rashi says yesh b'char b'arai. You could do yeshiva sarai anywhere. Yeshiva sarai b'ino means that the maisa yeshiva has to be arai. But how does that stem? Then that's his question. How can I say that the maisa yeshiva has to be arai? But the Gemara on Chesam at Beis says that the yeshiva has to be kva. Oisa beis arai v'yeshiva kosei kva. So it sounds like your yeshiva has to be yeshiva's kva, not yeshiva's arai. So I think the simplest answer is that it means two different things. A maisa yeshiva sarai, which you have to have, that's Rava, you have to have a yeshiva sarai, it's Patum and Amzusa, for example, means that I'm living here temporarily. I have to feel like I'm living here temporarily. It's Patum and Amzusa. The etzim yeshiva, the character of my yeshiva, is a temporary yeshiva. So it has to be I'm living here temporarily. That's yeshiva sarai. And therefore, I'm Patum and Amzusa, that's the nature of the yeshiva. It's a yeshiva that's a temporary kind of yeshiva. I'm living here the way I would. I'm living here temporarily. The other madam holds, you have to live there as if you're living there permanently. You know, I have to live there. The mice yeshiva has to have the feeling that you're living there permanently. If it's yichayil kabel karm tzosali reyatak, it doesn't feel like you're living there permanently, so it's no good. So we all know the maisa yeshiva has the character of yeshiva sarai. But the Gemara Chavches is saying something else. But this yeshiva sarai that you're doing has to embrace all your inyone yidira. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to eat in the sukkah, but you know, then I'm going to run back home. No, you have to. You're stuck in the sukkah. You have to. That's what it means. Tirosik va. Doesn't mean that it should feel that it's permanent. It means that, like you say, tirosik va umalachte arai. It means that l'maisa for these 7 days, it's a yeshiva sarai. It's only for 7 days, but it has to embrace everything I do those 7 days. So that's what the Brice elaborates. The mission just said that the Brice elaborates. What does that mean? It means you take out all your kelim into the sukkah and you're oichul metayil the sukkah. That means you don't just eat and run back into the house, but you bring in the sukkah, you shmooze in the sukkah. Whatever you do in the sukkah. So that's called yeshivas ha'ikvah, meaning this is all of my living I'm doing in the sukkah, I'm not doing in the house. But nonetheless, the way I live in the sukkah, you have the feeling that it's temporary and not permanent, as opposed to the other sheet of the Yerushalayim. That maybe would be the Pashut answer. But I think the Baal HaMor would answer that that in Echanami, your Maisa Yeshiva has to be Kavua to a certain degree and also has to be Arai to a certain degree. Meaning it has to feel that for these 7 days, this is my Yeshiva's Kvah. Oichel u'matayel and so on, has to feel like my yeshiva's kvah. And it's only both tochim by both tochim. It doesn't feel like, it can't feel like my yeshiva's kvah. That's yeshiva's arai. It has to, the yeshiva has to have tachin and kvah. The Baal HaMor says, that's what it says. On the one hand, seim v'diras kvah, v'shem v'diras arai, meaning it has to feel like it's somewhat arai. It can't feel like I moved to a new home. It has to feel arai. That's the besukas teshu shivas yom, has to feel arai. But on the other hand, this feeling of arai has to be a kavuatika feeling of arai. I feel like it can't be. That's what the Baal HaMor says. The yeshiva has to have an element of arai, and has to have an element of kva. It has to be arai to a certain extent. Because otherwise, it's Beis Yishol Kol Yemei Shoshana. And it's the feeling you're leaving your Beis Yishol Kol Yemei Shoshana. So it can't feel kavua. The Mais Yeshiva can't be totally kavua, because then it's like Beis Yishol Kol Yemei Shoshana. It has to feel that it's Arai. But on the other hand, that Arai has to be Peshu Keim Taduru, that Arai is a kavuadik Arai. It can't feel so Arai that I'm not, that even during these 7 days, I'm here on regular hours. For these 7 days, I have to be at home. So I can't feel so at home like I'm living here forever. But I have to feel to a certain degree to be at home. So the kitsu, you can say in various ways. But the main point that I want to make is the chod is a steer. When the one that we need the ears right, but the Gemara Chav Ches says you need the ears kvar. So I'm saying it's not so the kasha by itself is otherwise to deal with the problem. That and the Gemara that Chav Ches on the days doesn't mean, it just means that you have to do everything with the sukkah. But the everything that you do has to be a yeshiva sarai. But the feel of Balamor is a pasha to answer. Because both things are taka true. That's what the Balamor said. The Balamor says you need on the one hand same with Diras Kvah and shave with Diras Sarai. So the Malam Chav is no good, because then you just did another Diras Kvah. There has to be a certain say. You have to be adding a Diras Kvah into a Diras Sarai. But on the other hand, there's a Peshu Keim Taduru that my yeshiva for those 7 days, although it has to be a say with Diras Sarai, but it has to be a Peshu Keim Taduru. That my yeshiva has to have some kriyas to it, with my Kelim Noyim and my Matzoyis and so on. And if I don't have any kriyas here at all, then that also undermines the mitzvah. The mitzvah is same with Diras Kvah, shave with Diras Sarai, but the yeshiva of the Diras Sarai has to have an amount of kriyas to it also. That's the Balamor in this. Let's go back to the Ramban for a few minutes. Ramban is very important. To read from the Ramban. What time is it? Yeah, let's go back to the Rif and the Ramban. Once again, what's the sheet of the Rif and the Ramban? We just put ourselves out of... So when people go over to talk to Rabbi, they're learning it about some sugya, and he was holding another sugya. So Rabbi said, you have to give me a few minutes after. Usually we say, give me a few minutes, I have to get into the sugya. But Rabbi always say, give me a few minutes, I have to get out of the sugya. Decompress from that sugya. So let's take a minute at Tuzach HaRois from the Balamor, and let's go back to the Rif and the Ramban. The Rif and the Ramban learns that Chad Kaim with the True Bible. The Machlekes, that the Machlekes, not two unrelated Machlekes, and the Machlekes Bisham Yisul by Sukkot Dola is the same Machlekes by Sukkot Tana, it's the Gzeiro Shemo Yimoshach. And the same way Bisham don't allow you by Sukkot Dola to sit with the Shulchan outside, Gzeiro Shemo Yimoshach. That's why by Sukkot Tana it has to be Zion Tochim. Because if it's only both Tochim, where's your Shulchan going to be? Outside is the Gzeiro Shemo Yimoshach. And therefore, the main Achmin Alok is that the Rif and the Ramban hold that the Alok is like Beshameh by both. Rav Shulba Yisrael passed like Beshameh by Sukkot Tana, but since it's had time with the Trevayah, so the Machlek is like Beshameh by Sukkot Gdoyla as well. And that's Takkan Alok in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rif. That if you're in a big Shulchan, in a big Sukkah, but your Shulchan is outside, no good. Lo Yotza. Why Lo Yotza? Because of Beshameh. Because it's had time with the Trevayah. We pass like Beshameh by Sukkot Tana. But who are doing by sukkah gedolah? So that's the halacha. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Ramban. That's how they are. And it's not like a bind of Zion. Like in the Chama, the bind of Zion had a different take on Bishamay. It's because of Diras Kvah. We don't pass them like a baye. We pass them like our sukkah. So it comes out that the reason why by sukkah time is no good is because it's Gzeir Shemi Moshech. So the Baal Mor asked on the Rif. He says, "What by sukkah? The Gzeir is only if you have a table outside. By sukkah time, who says you have a table outside?" Says the Ramban, Poshut. He says, by Sukkah Ketana, you don't have a table inside. There's no room. Most people eat on a table. So in a Sukkah Ketana, you're going to want to have a table. So you're going to bring a table. And where's the table going to be? It's going to be outside. So he says, it's Kula Chad Gzeir. It all goes into the Gzeir. The same way there are Gzeir by Sukkah Ketana. When your table is outside, so there are Gzeir by Sukkah Ketana, even if you don't have a table, because you're going to bring a table and it's going to be stuck outside. So by to this Gzeir Shemi Yimoshach. So it all goes into the Gzeir Shem Yimoshach. But then the Ramban asks, or he doesn't ask as a kasha, but he speaks out. He says, one second. So I understand by Sukkah Ketana why it's no good for eating. Because you're going to bring a table and it's going to be outside, the Gzeir Shem Yimoshach. But why is it no good for sleeping? You don't need a table for sleeping. So it should be kosher for sleeping. And you can't say, just about the can't say maybe it's taka only possible for eating, maybe it's taka possible, maybe for sleeping is good. Can't be. You have the Dik of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's meduik that they were arguing by Tzuk Tana, because if they're only arguing by Tzuk Rebele, Yotze v'lo Yotze Mibayim. From the fact that it said Psula, you see that they're also arguing by Tzuk Tana. If it was good for sleeping, you just can't eat there, then it would be Yotze v'lo Yotze. That's not called Psula. Psula means that it's possible in Gansim. It's totally possible in Sukkah, even for sleeping. Why is it possible for sleeping? I don't need a Shulchan to sleep, so why? What's the problem? Mishnah for the Balamor, yes, but it's a Dirska. It's not a Dirska. But according to Rabban, they're in the Rift. There are all these, then it's Xer Shemi Moshech, so what's the problem with sleeping? Says the Rabban that once you can't eat there, so it's possible for everything. Because the Sukkah has to be, I don't remember now the Lashon of Rabban, but the Sukkah has to be Roy for, the Sukkah has to be Roy L'Dira. And Roy L'Dira has to include the regular and Achila Kedarka. In the Sukkah in which you can't do Achila, you can't do Shein either. And therefore he says this Sukkah is possible not only for Achila, but it's possible for Sheina, and it's possible for Eichel Pito Yoga, it's possible for eating sandwiches that don't need a table, it's possible across the board. Because Achila is a package deal. Sukkah, which you can't do one kind of Achila, you can't do one kind of Dira, you can't do the other kinds of Diras either. That kind of the Rambam. The Achayim compare it to a din that the Rambam brings, which is the Mordechai. The Mordechai said, the Rambam brings this halacha, that if you have a Sukkah in which you can't sleep, because you're afraid of robbers, it's in a bad neighborhood, and you're afraid of getting robbed, so you can't eat there either. Because the sukkah has to be royal l'chol and yonidir. What brings the halach? Mishnah Berurah brings the Chacham Sius Chayvot, but that's what the Mordechai says. So the Chayim would say, it's the same Yisoid as the Ramah. The Goyim really says, the Goyim there, and that din in the Ramah, he says the Mokah for the Ramah, the Mokah for the Mordechai, is from the fact that Beis Shammai passel the sukkah k'tana, because of Xer Shem and Moshe Chacha Shulchana. The Goyim is very sussing. What is he talking about? What does he mean? What does one thing have to do with the other? But this is what he means. He means, because of Xer Shem and Moshe Chacha Shulchana, they passed the Sukkah Kana totally, even for Shema. So why? Because it's a package deal. If it's not Roy Lachim, it's not Roy for Shema. So the Mordechai turns it around. It says, if it's not Roy for Shema, it's not Roy for Achila. Now it's interesting, Shana and Achayim a little bit. Now that we have this, now that they make, so once we say this Ramban, so now this sukkah in which you can't eat because it's Xer Shem Moshe Chacha Shulchana, and once you can't eat there, it's not Roy L'Achila, and once it's not Roy L'Achila, it's possible for Shein also. So now, bottom line, is this sukkah possible with the Raisa or with the Rabban? This sukkah that has Bav Tvach. So the Pashtus is the Sipsul Rabban. It's the only Xer, at the end of the day, it goes back to Xer, with the Raisa you could eat there. Xer Shem Yimosh Midrash, so put your table outside, you could eat them. Xer Drabonim, Xer Shem Yimosh Chacha Shulchan. Unless you have Xer, so Midrabonim, you can't eat there, so you can't sleep there either, but you only can't eat there Midrabonim. But others want to tie in there that maybe now it's a Psul Deraisa. Because, maybe now it's a Psul Deraisa, because Drabonim not worse than Listim. If I can't sleep there because of Listim, so that means that it's not Roy L'Dira. So if I can't eat there because of Xer D'Rabbanan, it's also not Roy L'Dira. So now it starts off with Xer, but now it's Xer. Maybe it's not the possible with the Raisa. The Chayim want to say this is a sorrow. Maybe it helps also because the Mishnah Berurah asked, the Bir Halacha asked, according to the Rift, the Rabban, all these Rishonim, comes out, the whole din of Zayin Tvachim is a D'Rabbanan, the Raisa needs Bav Tvachim. So the Gemara Kesedah says the Shir of Sukkah Zayin Tvachim, all the Sukkahs in Zayin, Achaz Zayin. Well, always talks about the Shir Sukkah being Zayin Tvachim. It comes out, Shir Sukkah really is Vav Tvachim. Zayin Tvachim is altogether a Din D'Rabbanan. So maybe this makes the Kash a little bit mitigated. It starts off with Xer, but now there's Xer with the Rice and Zayin Tvachim. The Kash is not so, you don't need, the Kash is not so terrible in the first place, so the Gemara doesn't say it. So we'll understand Zayin Tvachim is D'Rabbanan. The Shir is also not Mukhav. It's not the same as Listim. It's a big Mukhav Chalad. If I list them, I can't eat them in Mitzias. So it's a dear sukkah, I can't eat it in Mitzias, it's not royal l'shem. Over here, in Mitzias, I could eat in the sukkah katana that has Vav Tvachim. So it's a din, it's a gzer drabon, and the rabbon said not to. Maybe that doesn't make it that the sukkah is not royal l'dira. Sukkah is royal l'dira. I mean, drabon, I can't. It's a drabon. May not. The fact that something is not royal l'dira mitzad ha-mitzias is not the same as something that's not royal l'dira mitzad ha-halokh. The sukkah be'etzim is royal deer. And if it's listim, it's not. By listim, the sukkah is be'etzim, not royal deer. But see, it's not royal deer. Here, the sukkah is, it's like any chodul kam karm sosus. It's not royal deer. Here, the sukkah is royal deer. Chazal made gzeira. Who says gzeira makes it any royal deer? So, Abaris, you can't live the midrabbonim. So midrabbanan is possible, and midrabbanan is possible for Shana too. But to say that now it's cool that midrabbanan is not royal deer, that maybe is not. Maybe that's not the mukhah. It's a mukhah of falcon. I don't want to get bogged down in this because it's a little bit just to pull down, but it's a mukhah of falcon with Taisan and Pesan with Aleph. Taisan says, he says, why is it a simon kol b'chag? If it rains, you can nail the schach down. He says, even if this is a tikkun midrabbanan, but why is it a simon kol midrabbanan? At the end of the day, midrabbanan, you can nail it down. What do you mean? Well, the Maisi Rabbanishim knows that you can't nail it down because they have this there at the time, I guess. The Rabbanishim knows that you can't nail your schach down, so, and he makes it rain on top of you. So the Maisi, why isn't that a simon klola? So the Chayim say pshat in Taisus. The Taisus means that it shouldn't be a simon klola. If it's only Gzeri Derabonon, then it shouldn't be a simon klola because you can make another sukkah for when it rains, and that sukkah will be your deraisadika sukkah for when it rains. Meaning, when it's not raining, so you're going to have a sukkah, you have to have the Rabbanishim said that this schach is. When it's not raining, so the Rabbani said you have to make a sukkah that's not nailed down. There's a sticker. But then when it rains, I can't live there because it's going to be raining. I'm going to be in the stock. So why go in the house, make another sukkah, the other sukkah you'll be kind of din der isa, and therefore, now you'll nail down. And when it's, at least when it's raining, you'll go into the other sukkah, you'll have the sukkah der isa. So it's not the Rabbani's fault, they didn't make two sukkahs. You should have made a fullback sukkah, a sukkah deraisa. Besides a sukkah derabanan, you should have made a sukkah deraisa. So it's not a simon klala b'chad. Yishlodim b'dover. That sukkah that's nailed down is not royal adira. Now that chachamim made gzera, you're not allowed to eat in there. You're not allowed to eat in there. So at the end of the day, it's not a sukkah. Maybe we should say the same svar. It's not royal adira. Yishlachalat. I only need that sukkah when it's raining. When it's raining, you are allowed to eat this because you're allowed to eat even in the house. You mustar. So you're puffing in the sukkah. Now I could eat in that. So it's a couldn't that he sukkah it is royal deer, so maybe it is a good sukkah there. Anyway, it's like a side, it's like fighting games. This interesting thing also. So the bottom line, what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says really saw something zero. Even my sukkah found is zero. So now I see the Ramban inside, it's not a hard, not a long Muhammad, it's just reading the whole thing through one side. The Ramban says, even though it's gzera, says sukkah tam is gzera. Chod gzeri, we're afraid Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanoi. We're afraid Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanoi. Therefore, they were gozer. Even by sukkah tam, they were gozer. You're going to bring the shulchan. They're going to bring the shulchan. They're going to bring the shulchan. So kula chod gzeri, they were gozer. You have to. You can't eat in that sukkah because Shemi Moshe Chacha Shulchanoi. And once you can't eat there, so it's possible for all in Yonadir, and therefore you can't sleep there. And you can then it's no good for all the other Yonadirs. You can't be metayel there, and you won't be yotzim to sukkah if you're metayel there. And he says, and you can't eat this, you can't be oichel pita biyoda either. It's not only a puzzle for eating on a shulchan, but it's a puzzle even for eating a sandwich. So chayr, you read the Ramban, bashkof rishayna, and it's like a tension, and there's a steer, and they in the Ramban. The Ramban began by asking the Baal Mor's kasha, and sukkatana, why is it puzzle? There's no table. So where's the Zeresh Shemi Moshech? I'm eating without a table. So he said, yeah, but you're going to want to bring a table. You're going to bring a table, and now there is a Zeresh Shemi Moshech. So he means even if I'm eating without a table, there's a Zeresh Shemi Moshech. And the Ramban says, now that there's a gzera, now you can't eat there. So once you can't eat there, you can't do any other inyoni either, like sleeping and eating a sandwich. What do you mean? Eating a sandwich, that's the gzera. I don't need to come on to this new svar about it's possible for all inyoni here. The Ramban just said a second ago that there's a gzera that you're going to want to bring a table, and you're going to want to bring a table, and you're going to be nimshu chafa shulchan. What does that have to do with eating a sandwich? So that's why you can't eat a sandwich. You don't need this new svar to forbid you to eat a sandwich. You can't eat a sandwich because it's exer, you'll bring a table and you'll be nimshach achash shulchan. But it's a dekash and a mistake. Dekash is a mistake. The Mishtabur points this out. The dekash is a mistake. It's in the Tov Reish Lama Dalet in the Shara Tzion, Zion. It's two different things. The gzera of Shema Yimoshech HaShulchan, or the gzera you'll bring a shulchan and be nimshach HaShulchan, that's when you're not eating a sandwich. You're eating regular food on a plate, and you have to put it down. So you can put it down on the floor. You can put it down outside. You can put it down on the floor. You can put it down on a shulchan. But you don't have room for a shulchan. So that's what is a gzera. that you're gonna, you know, you're gonna sit down to have your Shabbos meal with the tzimmus and so on. So you're gonna, you don't have room for a table. You're gonna bring a table. You're gonna be nimshach hachashulchana, and that's the gzeirah. When you're eating a sandwich, that doesn't need a table in the first place. That's called oichel pita biyodai. When you're eating a sandwich, there is no chash you're going to bring a table. A sandwich doesn't need a table. So there, there's takan ogzeir. But once you can't eat a regular meal on a plate because zeir shemi moshech, so it means that's the main kind of eating. So it's not roi ladira. So once it's not roi ladira, so it's not roi for all other. It's not roi for other in yonik dira that don't need a table, like sleeping or eating a sandwich. Because once you can't do the main one kind of dira, you can't do the other kinds of dira of the beginning. That's Pashut Pshat in the Rabban. But the Mishnah Berurah from that is Machadish Halacha LeMaisa, that what's the halacha if you're in a big sukkah gedolah, and you're eating, and there's no table, and you're eating a sandwich? Is it a problem? No table in the sukkah. I have a huge sukkah. But there's no table. They took out the table. I don't know. Whatever. They took out the table. And I'm sitting in the middle of my sukkah. I'm eating a sandwich. So you might say, yeah, it's a problem. There's no table. So that's the gzeir. Shemi moshach hachashulchan. Again, this is sukkah. It's royal deer. It's a very big sukkah. You don't have the deer problem. This sukkah is very royal deer. But the mice said the table's outside. The table's not here. And I'm sitting here eating a sandwich. Maybe this should be gzeir. Shemi moshach hachashulchan. Like the Ramban said, no, you're going to bring a table. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, no, this is fine. Because the Gzeir Shem Moshach HaChashulchanoi is when you're eating a meal on a plate. So then you need a table. If you'll sit in a sukkah with no table and you'll put... Well, I'm not even sure that's going to Gzeir either. And then this is what he says. If you're sitting and eating a sandwich in a sukkah, in a sukkah gdola, you don't have to have a table because eating a sandwich doesn't need a table. So there's no Gzeir Shem Moshach HaChashulchanoi. I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah would say. If you're sitting in the middle of a sukkah gdola, you're eating on the floor because there's no table. Maybe that would go into the exam. I don't know what the exam would be. You'll bring a table. So if you bring a table, you bring it inside. What? Yeah, you bring a table inside the slippers. I don't know what he needs this for exactly. I don't have a Mr.
Sitting at the entrance?
What?
Sitting at the entrance.
Maybe sitting by the entrance. Maybe still in a case where he's sitting by the entrance. Maybe that's the chiddush. Even then, I'm not so sure that's the chiddush. Because even if you're eating on the floor by the entrance, I don't know if this exam, you'll bring a table. If you'll bring a table, you bring it inside. I'm not sure why he needs to say this. I'm not sure why he...
That's the
Mishnah Berurah was on the table outside. He's assuming... I have to see the Mishnah Berurah inside now. Now that I'm saying it over, I'm not sure I understand it. He's assuming that there really should be a problem. If you're sitting and eating without a table, by Sukkah Gedolah, maybe there should really be a Gzeir. I'm not sure why it would be a Gzeir. What's the Gzeir? Shemi Yimashim. Maybe you'll bring a table and leave it outside. Why would you do that? Maybe it means you're sitting in the sukkah and there's a table outside, but I'm eating a sandwich. Maybe that's his case. So that's not a problem because that achilah doesn't need a table. There's an interesting steer in Mishnah Berurah. I just mentioned this because there's a lot of to talk about it. So Mishnah Berurah in Tav Resh Mem Simen Katan Chof Zayin seems to say that when you sleep in the sukkah there has to be a table because of Gzeir Shem Yimashach HaChashulchan. That's what it sounds like he's saying. That's a David Tamur Moed. First of all, what's the Zer Shem Yimashach? I'm sleeping. I'm not. What is the Zer Shem Yimashach? Number two, he himself said that even feeding a sandwich is the Zer Shem Yimashach HaChashulchan, because you don't need a table to eat a sandwich. Well, if you don't need a table to eat a sandwich, you don't need a table to go to sleep. So altogether, very strange Mishnah Berurah. Clearly, Mishnah Berurah means something else. Why don't you take a look inside? Maybe he's saying something else. Very cryptic, Mishnah Berurah. What exactly does he want? Very strange. Somewhat because of that, Mishnah Berurah, there are people who are machmir that when they go to sleep in the sukkah, they make sure that there's a table. Mishnah Berurah said you have to have a table. Gzeir Shem Yimashach HaChashulchan. The table's outside. There's Gzeir Shem Yimashach. No good for sleeping. Yes, Lava Tamu Moed. I mean, I don't know. It's a strange Mishnah Berurah. Again, Lava Tamu Svara. It's against what the Mishnah Berurah himself said. This is Tafesh Mem. It's against what the Mishnah Berurah himself said in the Sharasi in the Tafesh Lamed Dalet. They can even eat a sandwich without a table because there's no Gzeir Shem Yimashach. And he quotes the Rambam. Right there.
He says in the shoe, in case that if you have a sukkah that's too small to hold your bed and your table, so then when you have your bed,
again?
You know,
what?
If you didn't like the shear of the sukkah, then the sukkah is too small to hold the bed and the table and everything. You have to bring a bed in, you have to bring a table out.
Yeah, but that's how he, I don't think that's what he's talking about. I mean, that's something like a nukzer there also. It would be very radical to say, well, how? I don't know. That's not what he says. Later. I know that's a very strange mishnah. Okay, before we stop, I just want to mention briefly the Rambam. I'm really going away. But just mention al-regla achas the Rambam. The Rambam is a problem. The Rambam paskins in Perek Daled, halacha aleph, that the shiur of sukkah ketana is zayin al zayin. Rambam in Perek Vav, Parim Rebush Halacha, Paskins by Sukkah Vidoyla, if Shulchan Ebet Echa Bayis, Tzkiwulo Yochol. It's not good. Yishlo Yotzo, like the Rit, basically. He passes the Beis Shammai in both Machlekes. So the Chayra, that means he holds like the Shikas Arif, the Ramban, but it's Chat Taim Lutru Vayim. Otherwise, why pass like Beis Shammai in both? Let's be Chat Taim Lutru Vayim. Which would mean that sukkah ketana is a gzeira. And could be smashed that way in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vav, when he says that locha, that if the shulchan went towards Petech HaBayis, it's lo yotza, kilo lo yochal, because of his gzeira shem yimosha hacha shulchani, the Rambam is throwing him a line, v'afilu b'sukkah gedolo. So some Mepharshim understand, pshat in the Rambam means, like the Rav Ramban, not only is there there by sukkah ketana, we don't even have room for a table, so you can't even bring the table in. But even by sukkah gedolah, we have room for the table, so you could bring the table in. But we're geyser that the nicer we're geyser since the shulchan is outside. But shemi moshe hacha shulchan. Meaning the gzeir is more obvious by sukkah ketana because you can't bring the table inside. So about shemi moshe by sukkah gedolah, why should I be nimshach hacha shulchan? I can bring the shulchan inside. So no, it's cool. Look, it's the gzeir is by sukkah ketana and by sukkah gedolah. And sukkah ketana that would mean both. The problem is. But the Rambam is mashma very much that the halacha of Zayin Tvachim is a din deraisa. Because the Rambam in Perek Dalet, when he says the sukkah has to be Zayin Tvachim, so first of all, he says this in Perek Dalet, two prokim before he gets the Gzeir Shemini Moshe Hacha Shulchan. Number two, he puts it together with the shir of Esrim Amo and the shir of Asar Tvachim. He says the shir sukkah has to be not more than 20 amos tall, not less than 10 Tvachim, but 10 Tvachim short, and it has to be Zayin al Zayin. So these are all shiurim deraisa. All the other shiurim here are shiurim deraisa. There's not a word in the Rambam that this shiur of Zayin Tvachim al Zayin Tvachim is a shiur derabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah points this out. It says, "Mashma the Rambam that it's a shiur deraisa." And if that was not bad enough, this we can maybe live with. If that was not bad enough, the Rambam in the Hakadamah to the Perush Mishnayos. When he talks about some halachas learned from Yigdal Midos and some halachas are halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim, the Rambam talks about his examples of halachas that are halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. So one of the examples he gives is that the Torah said there's a mitzvah sukkah, but didn't say how big the sukkah has to be, but there's halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim that has to be Zayin Tvachim. So it's Mamash Perishim Mishnayim that the Rambam holds that it's not good that Zayin Tvachim is halachas of Moshe Mitzrayim. Interesting is the Mishnah Berurah. In the Bir Halacha in Tov Reish Lamed Dalid, same siman. In Tov Reish Lamed Dalid, he didn't see this Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos, but the Prima Gadol says it on his own that Hazayin Tvachim he thinks is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, and the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't think that's possible because the Rambam has this Yisoy. Here in the Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam has Yisoy that Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim is there are no Machlekes, and he says in the Shir Sukkah Tanya is a Machlekes. B'Shamim say Vod Zayin Tvachim, we still say Vod Tvachim. B'Shamim Rebbe says Dalid Amos. It can't be a local Moshe Mitzrayim. You should go in and see the Rambam himself said Beferish. There in the Perush Mishnayos, the same place where he has this, he said about the Rambam says Beferish that Zayin Tvachim is a local Moshe Mitzrayim. So the kashya from there not being any machlekes in a local Moshe Mitzrayim is not so shver, because really, if you learn the Perush Mishnayos over there, well, I try to point out there are many machlekes in a local Moshe Mitzrayim. There are many halachas. The Rambam means over there something else. The Rambam means that there's no machlekes in svar in halacha l'moshe mishinai. The Rambam means in contrast to Yigdal Midos, where the Rambam sheet is that Yigdal Midos chazal dashin in svar. I mean, they had the Yigdal Midos shatar in the dreshes, but in the Kabbalah. but then they applied them with their own intelligence, and they took out all kinds of halakhas. So in that, there's many machlokes in the Svara, because each one with their own, one person could understand, this seichel says the Rashi like this, the other one says, no, I think the human leaders should come out something else. And halakha l'mishe mishinai is there's no machlokes. And that means there's no machlokes in the Svara. But if I don't give machlokes in the Kabbalah, there could be machlokes in what halakha l'mishe, there could be different desires in what halakha l'mishe mishinai would be. But it's not a machlokes of personal opinion, just a machlokes, what's the facts. Same way, like the muscle. Some say Torah say Tzudak with an aleph, and some say with the hay. So it's not a machlekes. You know, Sifrei Svar, Sifrei Ashkenaz. It's not a machlekes. I think like this. You think like this. No, we both think the same thing. But there's two messiahs. Anyway, so that's the problem. The Rambam seems to say that it's a din deraisa. So if it's a din deraisa, so the Rambam in Parashat Science with Pharisees is a deraisa. The Rambam is Machmir Perik Dalet is also very much Machmir with Zayin Tovachim is a din deraisa. If it's a din deraisa, then it's not exeris shemi yimoshech. If it's not exeris shemi yimoshech, then it's really a separate issue from the issue of sukkah gedolah. Then it's more like the balamor. It's a two separate and unrelated machlekesin. But if they're two separate and unrelated machlekesin, then just because we pass them like beshamay besukkah katana, Shmuel ben Yisrael passing like a beshamay besukkah katana, that's not a warrant to pass them like beshamay besukkah gedolah. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So why is Ram passing like beshamay besukkah gedolah? That's the big problem in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the big problem in the Ram. The Ram seems to hold, it's like Mizakash Stor Lebetre. He seems to hold on the one hand, like the Balamor, like that Shittur, that the Machlekes by Sukkah Ketana is a Machlekes in their Iso, maybe a Dir Skvadik Shittur. You know, Balamor is Dir Skvad, Semi Kvad, whatever, but it's a Dir Iso Dikidim. Halacha Mishin Yisim, the Ram calls it. But on the other hand, he passes like the Riv, like that we pass like the Shammai, both by Sukkah Ketana and by Sukkah Ketana. If the two machlekes are unrelated, then just because you pass them like Bishamay in one doesn't mean you should pass them like Bishamay in the other. Yes, that's the other. Ram is a problem. Okay, we'll stop your mission tomorrow. We'll continue this. I'm Ram Shaktivan. I'm in focus state.